Another record number of new cases of the coronavirus were reported in Onondaga County Thursday. 348 people tested positive on Tuesday and 6 died. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there are some concerns if you dig a bit deeper into the numbers.
County Executive Ryan McMahon says senior citizens are the most vulnerable to the virus. That's why he's troubled by the 43 new cases reported in nursing homes yesterday, 42 among residents. He says the county's focusing on helping the area's nursing home residents and senior population.
How do we protect the people that need the most protection? What kind of partnerships can we enter into to make their lives easier so that they don't get sick with this virus? We know who this virus is brutal on.
McMahon reports hospitalizations of COVID patients is up to 177. That's also a record. And while there isn't an emergency situation when it comes to available hospital beds yet, it's that number that will determine whether any steps will be taken to shut down the economy in the future.
If you don't have hospital beds to treat your sick, there will be restrictions. And that's just the reality of the situation. If you can't treat your sick, you have a problem as a community.
McMahon again emphasizes small gatherings are driving this latest surge of the coronavirus. He hopes what he calls a brutal week has been a Thanksgiving blip and a temporary peak. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.